The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 4, Scene 7. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter.
This is Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
We're going to review two shows to round out the year. First is The Doll's House, presented by Theatre Lab through December 22nd. What seems to be a love-filled marriage in this Ibsen classic shows cracks as the sheltered wife becomes her own woman. What did y'all think of the show?
I generally like the show. I'm a big fan of Josh Shenard's direction. When he's working in tandem with Chris Raintree's set design, they normally do not only a really good show, but it has a really great concept and it shows itself visually. Right. I really liked Landon Nagel and Amber Marie Martinez as Torvald and Christine Lind. Katrina Carol Lewis, I thought that she gave a strong performance. She's got such great emotional range. She can go from 0 to 10, but I think sometimes she loses a little bit of the nuance in between. You know, there's that scene that she has with Dr. Rank, played by Todd Patterson, I also liked a lot, where there's a confrontation is supposed to be kind of this turning point in the show, and I didn't quite get that from this production. But overall, I really enjoyed it. What did you think, Jolinda?
I thought it was a very strong production. Casting was great. I thought Josh Shenard's direction was awesome. I agree with you about that partnership between Josh Shenard's direction and Chris Raintree. But for anyone who is sitting in the audience, this show is a lot of work. It's three acts, two intermissions, runs almost 3 hours. The audience feels kind of wrung out. There's so much of an emotional...
It's heavy, yeah.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying about Katrina going from, you know, 0 to 100. And she's always at an extreme. And I think that's probably partly due to the direction of it as well. Being in that small space, sitting in the front row, I could see the tears well up in her eyes. I could see her trembling. I could practically see her heart beating. So that was really interesting. Todd Patterson was really interesting role as the doctor. It was a completely different type of role for him. I'd never seen him in a... Mm-hmm. role like mm-hmm. that before.
Yeah, I kind of agree that Katrina, she was almost manic with her energy and a lot of the stuff. I did like that she used her hands a lot and some interesting gestures. It seemed like everybody else was a little more realistic. I agree that Landon Nagel, I thought he had a nice undercurrent of evil sternness to him that was nice. Todd Patterson was great. Amber Marie Martinez was very moving. I want to just mention, I'm assuming it's her son, we should have checked before we signed on, Ferris Alexander Martinez, who's a little probably 4 to 6 year old young man who was remarkably genuine and enchanting. It's one very small scene with his mother, and he was not acting. He was really in it, which I was really impressed by. Josh did a nice job of keeping this what could have been a very creaky, antiquated play, having a modern feel to it. Although I will have to say the very last scene where she has the interaction with her husband seemed to drag on a little too long.
Talking about the last scene, that final exit was absolutely wonderful.
That was interesting. Josh, once again, did some crazy stuff with his lights. I'm not sure what all that was supposed to be back there, but that was kind of a fun little statement.
I thought the ending was great. And, you know, again, it's Josh Shenard pairing up with Chris Raintree. Last season, they did Designer of the Elms at Firehouse,
right,
and
right.
Another older play. But
And they, Moth, also.
Yeah, they did such a great job with both of those. And the set for this show... It looks like the drawings for the plan of a
drawings.
Set, the architectural
right, right.
drawings, and it really works when you have these people in different rooms and the way that they use the space. It's a really great concept and it's really well executed.
It's also great when you have a very low budget too, so it worked out very well without having to do something fancy. And I just want to mention Ruth Hedberg did the costumes. Now some of those were pulled from Virginia Rep, but there were some nice colorful patterns and rich brocades that added some color and interest to it. Overall, I think we thought, even though this is it's Ibsen and it's 3 hours long almost, it's still worth seeing.
Definitely worth seeing.
I'd agree.
Okay, we have been talking about A Doll's House, which is playing at Theater Lab through December 22nd. Now we're going to travel all the way out to Hanover Tavern for The Games of Foot, which is playing through January 6th. A troupe of actors gathers for Christmas Eve at the home of the man who plays Sherlock Holmes in their touring production. Life imitates art when a murder occurs. Julinda, you want to kick this one off?
Well, this is a really hilarious play within a play, a whodunit with twists and turns galore. I absolutely loved it. I thought that Scott Wickman was wonderful in the role of...
Although I have to say that he wasn't really the big laugh generator. And he was kind of more the straight man, as it were.
Yeah. True.
Which was fine, which was good. Yeah.
Yeah. The twists and turns, I thought, were really, really well done.
So I didn't care for this one as much. Everyone around me seemed to like it a lot more than I did. This kind of comedy just kind of leaves me cold. I thought it started out kind of slow. Got a real goosing when Donna Marie Miller shows up. She's this kind of
vampy writer.
Yeah. And I thought she was hilarious. And I thought that the scenes, especially her with Joe Pabst, who also excels in this kind of show, were so funny. It kind of left me cold, but I think that some people will really, really like the show. What about you, Jerry?
I enjoyed it. Of course, that opening scene, when it started very stylized, I thought, oh, this will be hilarious. And that was just a play within a play. And then it went into, they still had kind of that arch 30s kind of stylized approach to all the performances. I thought Scotty Wichman was actually, even though he's a pivotal character, he didn't get a lot of laughs in this production. Joe Pabst, who plays his business partner, he actually got most of the laughs. And then, of course, as you mentioned, Donna Marie Miller was fantastic as the vampy writer. And Audra Honecker was fun. She did another quirky role. She's good at quirky.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up because it seemed that her character was so different than all the others. That kind of threw me for a loop when her character first came in.
We want to mention Deb Clinton, the director. I think she did a great job at amplifying the onstage moments, and you can see some of the business that was pretty sure was hers. But she still let the actors have fun with it, and she allowed them to flourish in those roles. Terry Powers had a nice, attractive set, although I didn't understand there were some Art Nouveau and some Art Deco decorations, so I'm not sure if she intentionally mixed the two or if that was the deal was behind that.
Catherine Schaffner, have to say, I thought she was hysterical.
Really? I thought this was one of her less funny roles.
Well,
but it's
it was the character.
Right,
it was
right,
the character. I liked her as the mother, you know, kind of bumbling around with a flask hidden everywhere.
As I put in my review, this is one where I'm not a big fan of the script. I thought the performances themselves, because the performers are so strong, make it worth seeing.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think thanks to the bright comic spills of this delightful cast, it made what was a silly little comedy a lot more enjoyable. So I think
Some of us aren't reading our reviews verbatim. So
I know. Well, I happen to have it right here, so it's a lot easier. Anyway, we've been talking about The Games Afoot, which is playing out at Hanover Tavern through January 6th. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a special interview with two interesting young creators. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle website at artsies.org.